Duke Ellington, presented by the American Broadcasting Company with the cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, president. As you dance, or as you just listen, remember that there is still an urgent need for you to buy another Victory Bond. Now here he is, Duke Ellington and his orchestra.
And to open our show today, excerpts from Black, Brown, and Beige, a tone parallel to the history of the American Negro, written by Duke Ellington himself. The opening portion is the work song theme. Duke? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Duke Ellington himself with a kindly word for every one of you. Duke?
Did you ever walk through a veterans hospital? Did you ever see some of the boys who come back from the Pacific? It's a sight to break your heart. The war is over for these boys, but it's up to us to see that their life isn't over as well. It's up to us to see that they're made whole and hearty again. That means we've got to give them the best medical care and attention that money can buy. That's where bonds come in, victory bonds, to bring these boys back to health, normal living. Yes, the victory bonds you buy are helping restore a boy's sight, helping him to walk, to use his hands again. And in many cases, the victory bonds you buy are helping his mind to heal. So friends, keep buying victory bonds, more and more bonds. They're bonds of mercy, and we can't let up. Not now. Keep buying victory bonds.
Thank you, Duke Ellington. Now to continue from Black, Brown, and Beige, written by the Duke himself, the blues portion, and our little vocalist whom we call Marie.
Nothing. The blues ain't nothing but a cold gray day, and all night long it stays that way. Ain't something that leaves you alone. Ain't nothing you wanna call your own. Ain't something with sense enough to get up and go. Ain't nothing like nothing I know. The blues don't. The blues don't know. The blues don't know nobody as a friend. Ain't been nowhere where they're welcome back again. Low, ugly. Thank you.
Presenting excerpts from Black, Brown, and Beige, a tone parallel to the history of the American Negro, written by Duke Ellington. Thank you. portion from Black, Brown, and Beige was the West Indian Dance.
Now I think it's just about time that we have a word again from Duke Ellington.
Thank you. What I would like to know is, what do your post-war plans include? Are you looking forward to the time when you can move out of your apartment into your own newly built house in the suburbs, complete with a new refrigerator, electric stove, dishwasher, television receiver, all sorts of new gadgets? Are you planning to buy a new car and go on a long motor trip with your spouse and youngster? You'll be able to buy many wonderful new things soon as our factories start manufacturing them. But we all know that they'll still cost money. So be smart. Start making a down payment on the future now by putting your money in the world's best investment, United States Victory Bonds. For every $25 you invest, for every $75 you invest in E-bonds now, you'll get back $100 when they mature, or a nice profit of $25. Buy an extra Victory Bond today and hold on to the Victory Bond you buy.
Now, Duke, for the last portion of Black, Brown, and Beige, I think we ought to have a little word about the rest of it from the composer himself. How about it?
Thank you. The last is, we introduce the spiritual theme and develop a part that shows the very close relationship between the spiritual and the work song. First is the work song. Thank you.
brought you excerpts from Black, Brown, and Beige, a tone parallel to the history of the American Negro written by Duke Ellington.
It's been the music of Duke Ellington, presented by the American Broadcasting Company with the cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, president. We'd like to remind you that there's still an urgent need for you to buy another Victory Bond. And now to some of you, we'll say goodbye until next Saturday, and to others, why, just stay with us, because we'll be back with you in just 30 seconds. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. Here he is, and in person, the Duke himself. Presented by the American Broadcasting Company with cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, president. As you dance or as you just listen, remember that there's still an urgent need for you to buy another Victory Bond. Now here he is, Duke Ellington and his orchestra getting away with a good sultry bounce. Subtle Slop.
Once again, Duke Ellington has a message for you.
What is a dollar? It's something that can buy a couple dozen eggs, a couple dozen marbles. That's right, a couple dozen marbles. That could be just about what you could buy if inflation ever got the upper hand of things. And if inflation could do that. Oh, yes, it could. If all of us kept spending our money any which way, if we kept pushing the prices to the sky, inflation could take over and you could take your dollar and get your marbles. But it won't. No. Not as long as we keep saving our money in victory bonds. That's the big protection against inflation. Victory bonds. All the victory bonds you can possibly buy. That will help keep those prices down and your dollar worth now. So keep buying victory bonds. Victory bonds to beat inflation.
All right, Duke Ellington. And now here's one that the Duke has streamlined for 1945 size. It's an oldie. It features Al Sears on the sax, Brother Anderson on the trumpet, and Blue Sky. It's been large, it really has. Now, no program would be complete without the Duke's version of The Little Blues. I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues, and it features Al Hitler and Kay Davis in the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
got the change of a nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoe. Ain't got no fancy to tickle. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got no coffee that's perfect. Ain't got no winnings to lose. Ain't got a dream that is working. I ain't got nothing but the blues. When trumpets flare up, but keep my hair up, I just can't make it come down. Leave me, Pappy, I can't get happy since my ever-loving baby left town. Ain't got no rest in my slumber. Ain't got no feelings to prove. Ain't got no telephone number. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Nothing but the blues.
Now here's one that we've picked up on the half shell. Rain Ann sings it, and Duke Ellington plays it. It's the Auto Riff Staccato. Now, I understand that you have a few words to say about this next number. It's called the Bugle Break, right? What is it?
No, I just have to... I want to invite Rex Stewart. Would you give us a little bugle, please? A little bugle, please. You're making yourself too much at home. Come off the racetrack. A little toward the military. The military. The military. Please eliminate some of the foreign accent. Come on home again. No. Give it to me.
All right. Here we go again.
Cheryl to sing for you. Duke Ellington, the orchestra, and a medium bounce. Kissin' Bug.
Then I hope I'll never, ever love another.
gonna buy some bugaboo, and that will put an end to you. And then I hope I'll never, ever love another kissing bug. Kissing bug.
All right, Duke, I see you standing over there. I think you've got a word of importance for us, right?
Yes, that's right. You pay $18.75, you get $25. That's my idea of an investment, a Rock of Gibraltar investment. Since you're putting your dough in the best stock in the world, the United States of America, more than that, the money invested in Victory Bonds is money invested in humanity. Right now, a lot of the money you put in Victory Bonds goes for medical equipment that helps to put our boys back on their feet, whether they're hospitalized in some Pacific island or in a veterans hospital here at home. So, friends, keep buying those Victory Bonds. The best way to make sure you buy your share is through the payroll savings plan. If you're not a member, join up. If you are, boost your saving. Remember, they're bonds for your future. Victory Bonds for the future of convalescing GIs. Keep buying Victory Bonds.
All right, Duke Ellington, thank you. And now here's one that really jumps. It's called just that. It features Taft Jordan at the trumpet. And suddenly, it jumps. About getaway time, and in conclusion, we have Warm Valley featuring Johnny Hodges on alto sax. up for today. It's been the music of Duke Ellington and his orchestra. The Duke and his boys will be back next week to bring you another Victory Bond program presented by the American Broadcasting Company. The cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. This is Bill Crago speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.